in fighting or killing, it is a war film after all, don't see it. But if you like a good story you won't forget, this one's for you. Also reviewed this week is Aquamundo. Aquamundo is no science fiction film. It's based on real scientific research. Filmmaker Hans Schmerling shows the many medical uses of water around the world, from the underwater births of the Sheldrake Islanders to the water cures in Swiss hospitals. Schmerling shows how water can heal the world. While many people may think it's a silly idea, the film argues that it can actually happen. It makes you think about the importance of water. A beautiful film. Don't miss it. Finally, our last film this week is Wolf Babies. Whatever you do, don't take the kids to see this movie. They won't sleep for a week after they see this terrible story about human children captured by wolves. After they capture the children, these animals take them into the woods and change them forever. Then, when the children return to their families, they hunt younger children and capture them for the wolves. Adults will find the story stupid, but children won't forget these bloody, scary scenes for a long time.
Page 20. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Listen for main ideas. Listen to the movie reviewer. Write a check next to the movies he recommends, and write an X next to the ones he doesn't.
Good evening, movie lovers. This is Cinema Sid with quickie reviews and recommendations. Here are some of this week's openings. First up is Popcorn, a new comedy starring David Bodine and Judy Crabb. Unfortunately, Popcorn is a complete waste of time. The acting is terrible. The story's not at all interesting. As a matter of fact, I can't remember much about it, except that it was very strange. And for a movie that's supposed to be funny, it's not. You'll cry, not laugh, at spending your money on this silly, unfunny comedy, but with the usually very funny David Bodine. Our next film, The Vacation, is a well-acted and serious drama. Gene Wilder and Amy Collins play a couple who meet and fall in love, then travel to Rwanda on an innocent vacation. War breaks out, and you don't know till the end if they'll manage to get on the last plane to leave. An intelligent and interesting story. I highly recommend this wonderful film. There's some blood, so if you can't stay